From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump holding a new summit, a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's looking forward to that meeting.
I think a lot of good things can come with meetings with people. We had great meetings with President Xi of China. We have, every place I've been, we have had great meetings. So maybe something positive will come out of it.
Summit will be taking place in Helsinki on July the 16th. President Trump tweeted condolences for the families of those killed by a gunman at the offices of a local newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, not far from Washington. William Kampf is the local police chief.
We have 5 confirmed fatals and 2 injuries. The injuries, to my understanding, are superficial, possibly from glass from the shotgun blast.
Law enforcement officials had said some other victims were gravely injured. Police are interrogating the suspect, but what motivated the shooting is currently unknown. They have been able to identify him, though. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives, supportive of President Trump, launched an all-out attack on 2 of his key law enforcement officials handling the continuing investigation of the Trump campaign's links to Russia in 2016. In a House Judicial Committee hearing, the lawmakers accused Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein of hiding thousands of pages of documents on the origins of the 2-year investigation into Russian interference in the election that was aimed at helping Mr. Trump win the White House over Democrat Hillary Clinton. They also attacked Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Christopher Wray for bias against Mr. Trump. This is VOA News. President Trump's wife, Melania, has returned to the U.S. border with Mexico. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
After visiting Texas last week, the First Lady today went to a Border Patrol facility holding migrant minors in Tucson, Arizona, about an hour from the Mexico border.
I'm here to support you and give my help, whatever I can, for behalf of children and the families.
Later giving the same message to officials at a Phoenix facility. Her attire did not draw the same controversy as the Texas visit, when she wore a jacket with the message, "I really don't care, do you?" on the back. This time she was in a black sweater and white slacks. Sagar Magani at the White House.
European Union leaders reached a deal early today on migration. French President Emmanuel Macron said the agreement was good news and European cooperation prevailed over the talks that began Thursday evening and ended at dawn today. The deal establishes reception centers for migrants and asylum seekers in EU member states that volunteer to have them. Italy had blocked the adoption of any agreements at the European Union summit in Brussels, demanding that the bloc do more to help Rome's migration crisis. A senior UN official calling for an immediate end to the fighting in parts of Syria as tens of thousands of civilians are fleeing for their lives. We get more now from Lisa Schlein.
Senior advisor of the Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the cross-border humanitarian operation from Jordan into southwest Syria, which has proven to be an extremely effective lifeline, was discontinued Tuesday because of the fighting.
Humanitarian actors have pre-positioned supplies inside Dara and inside Quneitra. However, movement is very difficult, and humanitarian operations are paralyzed in too many areas.
Egeland says as soon as the UN receives assurances of safety from the armed groups, the convoys will start rolling again. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One more U.S. Embassy employee in Cuba has been affected by mysterious health incidents. Latest case brings to 26 the number of Americans affected by the mystery ailment in Cuba. Also, a U.S. employee at a consulate in Guangzhou, China, has also reported experiencing similar symptoms recently. Indonesian tourist island Bali closed its international airport today, stranding thousands of travelers as a volcano gushed a 2,500-meter column of ash and smoke, nearly 450 flights canceled, affecting 75,000 people. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.